You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, while we were all debating the midterm budget policy statement yesterday and discussing it and trying to make sense of it, there was some even more interesting data that came out yesterday from the guys at 27.4. They gave us their DEI index framework. They launched this yesterday. They gave us an indication of what the index looks to cover. It measures diversity, equity and inclusion in the asset management space and in the asset management sector. And some interesting insights came out of that. And I'm joined on the line now by the portfolio manager at 27.4, who's also responsible for diversity, equity and inclusion at the firm, Akona Mlamleli, to take a look at this and try and make sense of the data. Akona, good evening. Lovely to speak to you again. Of the 8.4 trillion rand of assets under management across the companies you guys measured in this index, only 18% of the CEOs and 18% of the CIOs are women. This is a serious problem.
No, definitely, Jimmy. So 27.4 has been running a research, particularly a survey in the last 15 to 16 years. However, that was primarily focused on tracking the transformation of South African asset management industry since 2009. So this year, we actually flipped the survey and decided to introduce the first diversity, equity and inclusion survey in South Africa, and also just broadening up the landscape, not just focusing on transformed asset managers, but the whole landscape within the South African asset management industry. And unfortunately, the numbers don't fare well, particularly on the gender side. As you've indicated, of the assets under management that the South African asset managers do manage, female participation, particularly at the investment management sphere, continues to be dire, particularly on positions such as portfolio management. However, we are seeing significant improvements in positions such as investment analysts.
Now, Akona, when we look at the index, it measures a couple of things: diversity, equity and inclusion. When we look at the equity side of it, there have been some improvements there with regards to ownership and transformation in that space. What are the numbers saying in that respect?
Yeah, so with regard to the diversity and equity inclusion that we introduced this year into our survey, so it covers five key pillars, the first pillar being ownership. So this ensures that the historically disadvantaged, marginalized groups within South Africa have a meaningful play within the economic stake and the sector in which they currently operate in, particularly the asset management industry. The second pillar is representation, which is focused mostly on leadership, diversity, and just also evaluating the presence of Black people and women in key positions, including the board, directors, the C-suite, and also the key investment professionals within the teams. And the third pillar being equity, which this particular criteria promotes equal comparison in terms of career progression and also retention and hiring of Black people, but also women, just trying to foster an environment where all employees have equal opportunities to succeed, but also thrive. And then the last two pillars, just covering impact, and most importantly, the last pillar being policies and governance. So these five pillars all weigh quite differently, particularly the Black people and the Black women weighed about 40% in the index scoring, and policies and governance weighing up approximately 20%. So this is a combination of a lot of just indications and framework that we have used just to take a deep dive into towards some of the numbers, and in trying to find out where women are less represented, be it in the investment professionals side or in the C-suite side.
Akona, what would you say is the reason why we're seeing transformation or inclusion take so long? I mean, the asset management space has been around for quite some time. We've been in a new democratic dispensation for quite some time. Why is transformation and inclusion and equity still taking so long in this particular sector?
Yeah, so Jimmy, I think when we started the survey in 2019, particularly focusing on transformation, we could count the number of Black asset managers at the time of 2019. However, that has progressed in the last 15 to 16 years, where we have seen transformation taking some time, but also filtering through, particularly to the retirement funds and pension funds where members' assets are managed. However, in compiling this, the transformation survey over the last 15 to 16 years, what we noticed and particularly why it drove us to do this DEI index initiative and survey was that even the transformed asset managers, unfortunately, when it comes to gender parity, particularly across the investment teams, unfortunately have not fared quite well. In answering your question, Jimmy, I think there's a number of phenomena, and I think there's quite a lot of partnerships that are taking place at the moment. But I know a number of investment analysts that do come through the ranks. There are quite a few females that we do see. However, we don't see them progress to the next sphere in terms of portfolio management. And one of them has to be what we all talk about quite frequently, being the culture. And that is the culture within the firm that these women that work under these asset management firms, is it an enabling environment where they're able to progress? We do understand women, particularly previously, want to have, many want to have families, many don't, but we also need to take into consideration those factors of wanting to try and balance, although the balance can never be perfect, in trying to create an enabling environment for women to be able to, yes, have children, have families, but also thrive in their career, particularly in these fields. But we found a lot of these firms, unfortunately, have not created these cultures and have not created structures, particularly the smaller and medium asset managers, to provide women with these enabling tools that they can obviously move on to higher positions within the C-suite level. However, we have seen, yes, the numbers are dire, Jimmy, but we have seen a number of the big firms providing enabling environments. And we did hold awards, particularly recognizing firms that are making inroads and are very much driving significant culture and diversity, equity, and inclusion within their firms. So a big firm that was one of the recipients of our awards, with being assets of under management of greater than 100 billion rand, was the Old Mutual Investment Group.
Speaking of firms that are doing their part to empower this, I know this because I happen to know you and Fatima and the 27-4 team. You guys have been hard at work as part of those firms, and I think it's important to recognize the work that you guys do. I'm thinking about the partnership that you guys have with USAID. You touched on partnerships earlier, Akon, and I want to get to the importance of collaboration and perhaps having these conversations more openly to empower not just women in the asset management space, but generally the other pillars of the DEI program as well.
No, correct, Jimmy. I think there's a number of initiatives that are taking place, particularly within the asset management industry. Just talking about 27-4, so we currently have started a Fund Her Forward, which tries to help female private equity managers in terms of raising assets or raising funds or fundraising, particularly for their respective funds. So that has been an initiative that we have partnered up with USAID that took place towards the tail end of last year, and in which yesterday when we did launch the survey where the five women private equity firms actually did attend, and some of the initiatives that are taking place and will be taking place, particularly with those five private equity women. But in terms of partnerships, I think one of the partnerships that has taken place within the asset management industry has been the likes of the CFA. So CFA having an initiative particularly targeting girls, Take a Girl Child to Work. So that has been an initiative that has been taken off by the CFA, where they place a number of girls from disadvantaged communities or disadvantaged schools and take them to asset managers that are listed here on in our survey, Jimmy, and just broadening up and helping these young girls in terms of just instilling just a confidence in them, but also what are the options that are available, particularly in their career choices and the possibilities that are available to them. But I think another partnership that I would like to mention has been the one with BlackRock. So in the last 16 years of doing the survey, we noticed particularly in the transformed asset management space where a number of Black asset managers' skills was very much limited to South African asset classes. So we did a partnership with BlackRock where, and APSIP, the Association of Black Securities Investment Professionals, where we send two investment transformed asset managers to global offices in BlackRock where they attend sessions for about a week. So partnerships are very pivotal, particularly in this drive for not only for transformation, but also in our journey within DEI.
The asset management space certainly has got some work to do to get it more inclusive, but it does look like we are making progress. I think we'll leave it at that, Akona. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. That's Akona Mlamleli, who is a portfolio manager at 27Four, but she also heads up the DEI program at the asset manager.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.